We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos, Rosh Hashanah, Inyan Shofar. Rav Nosson Zal is going to speak about the Shofar. Al Pima Shekosav Rabbeinu Zal, B'maimar Tohimois Yechasimu, based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in Chapter 9, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Al Posuk Tzoyhar Ta'asel Atevo, U'Pesach Atevo B'tzido Tosim, Tachtiim Shniim U'Shlishim Ta'asehu. These are psukim in Parshas Noach, which describe the Teva of Noach, which Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in Likutei Moran expounds on. Very special. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take that chapter in Likutei Moran and use it to give us incredible insights about the Shofar and about Rosh Hashanah. V'haklal shekasher ha'choshech v'haklipois misavavim mikol tzad, Rabbeinu Zal explains there that when darkness and the forces of evil surround a person from all sides, Iker hatikun al yidei emes, the main solution, the best solution is truth, honesty, sincerity. Shetire sheyetze hadibur shebetfila mipicho be'emes, that the person should see to it that the words of tefillah that they're speaking, they should be speaking with honesty and sincerity, meaning that even if a person is being attacked by their Yetzirah and the Sitra Achra, and they can't daven with hislavus, with fire, with nuclear energy, with deep, deep passion for Hashem and for the Torah and for Yiddishkeit, Rabbeinu Zal says, when you find yourself in that kind of predicament where that fire is shut off, and where the Sitra Achra is surrounding you on all sides, as long as you'll say the words, and you'll say them with truth, just simply translating the words in your own mind, and meaning what you're saying, that truth, emes, is the most incredibly powerful light in Judaism, in Yiddishkeit. Vaydeze yoyer loy Hashem yisborach. If he'll use emes, Hashem will turn on a light for that person. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem oiri v'yishi. Hashem is my light and my Yeshua, my salvation. And we know there's another pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there in Likutei Moran, Hashem oircho v'amitcho. Hashem is your light and your truth. So that when a person is connected to truth, he's connected to Hashem. When he activates emes, he's activating Hashem. He's turning on an incredibly bright light. And that will shine a path for him. That will show him an exit, how to exit from that darkness that he's trapped in. Ayin Shom Hetev. Study that chapter on Likutei Moran very thoroughly, Torah Tes. The Yoiser Mima Shekosav Shom Shomati Pe El Pe Mi Piv HaKodosh. And here Rav Nosson Zal goes out of his way to say that besides what's written there, Rabbeinu Zal spoke to me much more elaborately, but he elaborated on it and he emphasized it. Vayidei Ze Nase Tikun HaTfila. And through this emes, the person will be able to make the Tikun HaTfila, to correct, to improve, to complete his tefillah, Bechinas Yaakov Uvanov, in the form of Yaakov and his sons. Ayin Shom Hetev, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal shows us that Yaakov Avinu and his sons represent tefillah. He had 12 sons, which correspond to the 12 Nuschois HaTfilah. And Yaakov Avinu is also very special in tefillah, as we're going to see soon. And Yaakov is emes. The pasuk says, titein emes li Yaakov. So even when a person isn't feeling the fire, the hisoirus, the simcha, the emuna, the all the different connections to Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal says there, if you latch on to one thing, if you'll be emestic, if you'll say the words of tefillah, be'emet, nothing else, just saying the words, translating, and trying to mean what you're saying, nothing more, That'll take you out of any kind of darkness, any kind of yerida, and lead you back to Hashem, back to the tzaddik, back to being totally connected and turned on. This is the introduction. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins, paragraph Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas koil ha-shofar. This is the whole concept of the sound of the shofar. Shehu merameis al tshuva. The Gemara and the Rambam and all the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that what the shofar is all about, it's all about waking people up to do tshuva. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, shapru ma'aseichem. Improve your deeds. Beautify your actions. So we see that the word shapru is referring to tshuva. K'moshe kosov, and as there's the other famous pasuk, uru yeshenim miter demaschem. Wake up, you who are asleep spiritually from your deep slumber. That's the message of the shofar. V'alkein shofar hu bechinas alma da'osi. And this is why these Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that shofar is a concept of olam haba, the world to come. Shehu bechinas bina, which is associated with the sphere of bina, which is the eighth sphere if you're counting up from the bottom. If you start from malchus, working your way up, chesed is number 7, so that chesed through malchus, those 7 midos of Hashem, correspond to the physical world that we live in, which was created in 7 days. When you go past that, when you keep going up and you go into bina, you've left this world, you're going into the next world, olam haba. Bina is called alma dosi, bechinas tshuva, kiyodua, which is synonymous with tshuva, as is known. We know there's a famous pasuk in Novi, where the pasuk finishes with the words, ulavavoy yovin vishov verofaloi. His heart will understand, and he'll repent, and he'll be cured. That's one of many psukim that show us that tshuva is a concept of bina. And if tshuva is bina and bina is olam haba, then tshuva is a concept of olam haba, which is called yoim shekuloi Shabbos. Olam haba is called a day of all Shabbos. And we know that Shabbos is tshuva. V'shavto ad Hashem aleikecho, you'll return to Hashem. Shavto is the letter Shabbos. V'zehu b'chinas koil hayoytzei min ha-shofar. And this is the concept of the sound that comes forth from the shofar. Shehu b'chinas koil emes hayoytzei me'um kadaliba. This corresponds to the voice of truth, the words of truth that come from the depth of a person's heart when he's feeling very low and very down and very far from Hashem spiritually. And despite he doesn't feel like he can speak to Hashem passionately, so he forgets about the passion and he simply tries to be truthful, to say the words and mean what he's saying, nothing else, to translate the words literally in his mind. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, mima'amakim kirosicho Hashem. I cry out to Hashem from the depths, from the lowest places. Bechinas, as is written about the shofar, min hametzar korosiko. We cry out to Hashem from the straits, from constriction. Dehainu, shemachmas goydel hisgabrus hamesavev mikol tzad. Because of the fact that the Satan, the Yetzirah, is so powerful against the person and is surrounding him on all sides. He's covered the person with darkness on all sides. Azai poinim atzmom el ho'emes. What does a person do in that situation? He turns to truth. V'koyrim el Hashem be'emes me'oy mekalev. And he cries out to Hashem with truth from the depth of his heart. That's how the person can get himself out of the darkness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says over there, by the mabul, when Hashem imposed a mabul, a flood on the world, Hashem turned off the lights on the entire world, and Hashem told Noach, you have a way of saving yourself within all of this darkness. How? You're going to make a teva. Teva means an ark. And teva also means words, words of tefillah. And this teva, upesach hateva betzidotosim, you're going to create an entrance and an exit for this teva on the side. On the side, there's going to be a pesach, an opening. V'ze bechinas, this is how the pasuk concludes, min hametzar korosiko, Ononi v'merchav ko. I start out from Meitzar. Meitzar means straits, constriction, a very tiny opening. Ononi b'merchav ko. And when you, Hashem, when you respond to me, when you answer my prayer, you answer it b'merchav, harchova. You widen the opening. You give me a big, wide opening to go through. Shezoiche laharchiv loy velotzeis kanal. The person is zoiche by speaking diburim of emes, he's zoiche to widen the opening and be able to escape, to get out of the darkness. Ki koil hashoifor hu bechinas emes, shu bechinas Yaakov. Because we know this, the sound of the shoifor symbolizes truth. Yaakov avinu, kemoi shekosov, as the pasuk says, titein emes liyaakov. Yaakov is synonymous with emes, and Yaakov is synonymous with sound, with koil. Bechinas ha-koil, koil Yaakov. The Torah tells us the koil, the sound, is the sound of Yaakov Avinu. So when we talk about the sound of the shofar, that's Yaakov Avinu. V'zeh shekosov Rabbeinu Shom, and this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Tess and Likud Imam, that she-Yaakov hu bechinas ha-tfila, that Yaakov Avinu is tfila. Ki ikar tikkun hatfila al yedei emes kanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there that the tikkun of tefila, the most important tikkun of tefila, is emes, truth. Sheze bechinas Yaakov kanal. That's Yaakov Avinu. V'al kein loy nizkar batoiro kiim trua. Ushar hakoilos onu lemeid misham kemoisham razal. And this is why the Gemara tells us that in the Chumash, you don't find any mention of tkia or shvarim. The only sound of the shofar that's mentioned in the Chumash is trua. Rosh Hashanah is called yoim terua yielochem. And the Gemara learns out from the word trua, because there's a debate of what trua is about, they learn out shvarim and trua, and they also learn out that there's got to be a tkia in front, tkia in back. Ki trua hu bechinas Yaakov. Because we know that trua corresponds to Yaakov Avinu. Tkia Shvarim Trua corresponds to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. And the main one is the Trua, Yaakov Avinu. She'ikar koil ha-shofar merameis olav, where the essence of the shofar is really associated with Yaakov Avinu. V'alkein ha-trua hu genuchi gonach v'yeluli yolil. And this is why the Gemara tells us that the Trua represents, it's two in two forms. One is genuchi gonach, sighing, and the other one is yeluli yolil, a certain kind of moaning. Hainu mashegoinech v'yolil v'koireil Hashem lachzer alav. This refers to a person who finds himself far from Hashem. And what does he do? He sighs and he moans and he groans, feeling terrible about his predicament. V'alkein kol trua pshuta lefonel pshuta lachreo. And this is why the Gemara learns out that every trua has to have a tkia in front of it and a tkia in back of it. Pshuta means the sound of the tkia. V'ze marame is gam kein al ha-tshuva. This gives us a picture of the process of tshuva. Shemitchilo hoya poshut umesukon. A person starts out being a good boy. He was being good. Okay, he was being straight. Tkia is a straight sound. When a person is going along a straight path, hainu koidem hakilkul, before the person messed up. V'achar shen iskalkil, and after the person went off the derech, they messed up. V'nishbar, they broke with Hashem, they broke their ties to Hashem, kachas v'shon. Bechinas cherpo shavra libi, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, cherpo, my shame, my embarrassment, my sins, my mistakes, broke my heart. So shvarim and trua represent where the person breaks, he falls, he commits sins. Bechinas vayerdefum ad hashvarim, they chased them until shvarim, till they were broken. Azai al yedei hatrua shu bechinas emes kanal. And when a person goes through that process of having a broken heart and apologizing to Hashem and confessing and all of that, he goes back to tkia. He goes back to that straight path again. So that the format, the tkia shvorim tkia, or the tkia trua tkia, represents what a Baal Tshuva goes through. He starts out tkia, He falls into Shvarim or Trua, and then when he comes back, he goes back to Tkiya. He goes back to being straight. V'zeh b'chinas Tkiya Shachrav, Shukel Poshut. V'alkein Toikim Barosh Hashanah. Now you'll understand why the most important time of blowing shofar is on Rosh Hashanah. Ki oz hu is gabrus hadinin, shehem b'chinas hachoshech, because Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of Yoim Hadin. That's what it's called. And the din is synonymous with darkness. Midas hadin, judgment, harshness. Chesed is always a concept of light. And din is a concept of darkness. So when Rosh Hashanah comes in, which means the Midas Hadin has been activated, which means a Choshech has fallen on Klal Yisrael, what do? We blow the shofar. We activate the Emes, that coil of Emes, that coil Yaakov. V'hu zikoroin l'yoyim rishon. And the shofar reminds us of the first day of creation. Ki oz b'tchilas habriya govar ha-choshech shekisa pnei toim. Because Hashem tells us on page 1, line 1 of the Torah, v'ho'oretz oysa soyu v'voyu v'choshech al pnei sohoim, that in the beginning there was all kinds of darkness, v'ruach elokim racheves al pnei amoyim, and there was a spirit of Hashem which hovered over the water. Rav Nosson Zal explains, so we see that in the beginning of creation there was darkness that covered the Tohoim. V'ruach Elohim, and the heavenly spirit, Shehu Bechinas Yaakov, which is synonymous with Yaakov Avinu, Shehu Bechinas Ruach, Yaakov is always associated with Ruach. Kamo Shekosva, as the Pasuk says, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avihem, the spirit of Yaakov Avinu came to life, Shehu Bechinas Emes, and Yaakov Avinu is synonymous with Emes, Hoyom Rachefes Al Pnei Amoyim. The spirit of Yaakov, this Emes, this light, was hovering over the water, Legareish Ulefanois HaChoshech Haidei Bechinas Emes, to chase away and to eliminate the darkness through Emes, through truth. And this Ruach Elohim led to the revelation of light. As the following Pasuk says, Hashem said, let there be light, and there was light. As we mentioned previously, Meir Oyer Hashem Yisborach, Chinas Hashem Oyri, that through Emes, a person turns on the light of Hashem, at Hashem Oyri, Kama Shekosov Shom Bayer Hetev, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly over there on Likut Imran. Again, based on that posik, Hashem Oyrcho Va'amitcho, that Emes is Oyer. Ayin Shom, look over there on Likut Imran, you'll have it very clearly explained. And that's how the world was created, that there was a darkness, and then there was this emes that dispelled the darkness. And this is why emes is what keeps the world, what sustains the world. Ki ikar habriya al yedei emes, because the main creation was through emes. We know the Torah begins bereshis bara Elohim. The last letters of those three words are emes. The final three words in creation at the where about Shabbos, asher bara Elohim lasois. The last letters of those three words are emes, showing that from beginning to end of creation, what's the beginning? It's all emes. And this is why the Gemara says, Al Pasuk Boiracho Yaakov, your creator, Yaakov. The Gemara says, Oilami, Oilami, Mi Baruch, world, world, who created you? Yaakov Baruch, Yaakov created you. Ki Iker Bria Soilam Aide Bechinas Yaakov, Shubchinas Emes Kanal, because the main creation of the world, where Hashem took the darkness and he dispelled it with light, was through Yaakov, which is Bechinas Emes. This is what the Gemara says, Tshuva Kodmo Loilam, that Tshuva is one of the things that preceded the world. Ki Iker HaTshuva Al Yidei Emes Shal Yodoi Megarshna Choshech Voisen Pesach Lotzeis Kanal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains, in order for a person to be zeicha to tshuva, one of the most important things he needs is emes, truth, which is what clears away the darkness and creates an opening for the person to get out of the mess that he's in, to get out of the filth and the darkness. Shebechina zois kodma loilam. This preceded the world. Tshuva preceded the world. Vaydeze nishave brias oilam. And that's how the world was actually created. Bechinas v'choshech al pnei soim, that there was a darkness, and then there was a ruach aleikim rachefes. There was this ruach aleikim, ruach, bechinas Yaakov, emes, vayihi oir, and then there became light. V'alkein, Rosh Hashanah, shehu zikoroin liyoyim rishoin, and therefore Rosh Hashanah, which takes us back to the beginning of creation. We see on Rosh Hashanah, ze hayoyim tchilas ma'asecha. This day reminds us of the beginning of creation. V'alkein, oz maschil yimei tshuva. And that's Rosh Hashanah is when we begin the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. V'alkein, toikin oz ba'shoifor. We kick off the process of tshuva with the blowing the shofar, shubachinas koil emes, the sound of emes, she'oise pesach, which creates an opening, umarchiv lotzeis, and widens it to allow the person to exit, to get out of what they need to get out of. V'alkein, shofar, kotzer, milamalo, v'rochav milamato. Now we'll understand also the unique shape of a shofar. Strange. It's very narrow on one side, very narrow opening, and wide on the other side. V'tzorech litkoya b'mokam ha'kotzer daiko. And the Gemara says, you must blow only from the narrow side. V'mtoka b'mokam ha'rochav lo yotza. And if a baltokeya would know how to blow out of the other side, the wide side, and make a sound come out, it doesn't count. No credit. Ki horoitze lichnois, tzorech lichnois derech pesach ha'tzar daiko. Because a person who wants to enter into the Kedusha, he wants to enter into tshuva, he's got to come in through a very narrow opening. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says there, u'pesach ha'tevo betzido tosim. This narrow opening on the side of the teva. K'moy sheshomati mi'Rabbeinu Zal bal peh bebiur. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, and as Rabbeinu Zal explained to me, besides what's written over there in Likut Imran, Shetzorech la'asois Pesach Chodosh Daiko. Rabbeinu Zal explained that when a person, Chas V'Sholem, falls from Hashem, they fall away from the Kedusha, they fall from Torah, so they left. It's like the person walked out the door from Hashem, they left. And Rabbeinu Zal explained to Rabbi Nosson Zal, when the person wants to come back, they can't come back through that same door. They have to create a new door. There's got to be a new opening from the side, a side entrance, for them to be able to come in. U'kemoy shom razal, as the Gemara tells us, shehahei doime lo'ilam hazev. The Gemara says, there's a pasuk that says, ki beko Hashem tzura ilamim. With the letters yud kei, Hashem created worlds. Worlds is plural. With the letter yud, Hashem created olam haba, the Olam Ho'emes, as it's called. Yud is the smallest letter to show us that only the little people are going to be the ones who are going to get into Olam Haba, the Jews, the Tzadikim, the humble ones, and also a few people. It's not for the masses necessarily. And number two, so that's the letter Yud, and with the letter He, Hashem created this world, the world that we live in. And the Gemara says over there that the letter Hey, V'chol haroitze lotzeis, the letter Hey has a wide opening on bottom, showing us that whoever wants to leave, if anyone wants to leave Hashem, the door is wide open, no problem. U'min hatzad psucha, and on the side of the Hey, on the left side of the Hey, where that little leg reaches up to the top and doesn't touch it, there's a little opening there. Uminatzad psucha, there's that small opening on the side, shekol haroitze lichnois yichnois, that whoever wants to come back, if a person fell out, if they want to return, they want to come in, they come in through that side entrance, that tiny little opening there. Umakshishom, and the Gemara asks over there, velikones b'denofik, 1 second, what does he need that? Why can't he come right back through the same way he left, through that wide exit on bottom? Umetaritzshom, the Gemara says, loisagi. It won't work. It doesn't work that way. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Gemara. וזה בחינס ופסח הטבע בצידו תוסם. This is the posik that Rabbeinu Zal quotes over there. That the entrance to the teva is from the side. בצידו דייק on the side. That side entrance. Not the main entrance. כי צורך לכנו יזדייקו דרך הפסח הצד, שומן הצד, היינו מצד ההיינל. The person has to come back, a person wants to come back in tshuva, they have to be ready to come in through a side entrance, that side of the hay, that side of the Noah's Ark. ועוז השם יסבורך מרחיב לו הפסח ומוציאוי. And if the person shows a willingness to push, to struggle, to squeeze in through that to that side entrance, that little tiny opening, then Hashem eventually widens it for him. Va'oz, again, min ha-meitzar korosiko, I cry out to Hashem from the straits, from the narrowness, and then Hashem responds to me, and he, ba-merchav, harchova, widening. וזהו בחינס השויפור. This is what we see in the shofar. שהיא קוצר מלמעלה. It's a very narrow opening on one side. וצורך לתקוע ולהוציא הקויל השויפור שהוא קויל הואמס ממוקם הצער דייקו. The Baal Tokea has to blow from that narrow side to bring forth the sound of the shofar from that narrow side. ועוז השם יסבורך מרחיב לוי. And then if the person makes that effort, then Hashem widens the opening for him. To welcome him.